Dear fellow white people, where were you standing? When you read the history books, where were you standing? Did you see yourself sitting at white lunch counters with black Americans, refusing to leave, soda running over your head? Did you show up to the speeches, fist raised in solidarity as "I have a dream" floated down your spine, and when you heard that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed, that all men are created equal, did you envision that day has already come? Did you march from Selma and wave a sign for black rights while ripping one down, reading "Coloreds Only"? That's where I stood, in my rosy mind's eye, when learning American history from whites to whites. I was there, a friend, an ally, an activist, believing under God the rights for all people. But today I stand as horror dawns, rose turning to blood and black, truth sinking in my gut. I did not march on Selma that day. I stayed in my white neighborhood, watching with ignorant shock, as brutality of authority laid in bodies, beat and killed the ones wanting to be treated as human. I did not sit in at lunch counters or go to speeches. I shook my head with fearful chagrin as images of burning cities made ash from my safety, politeness, purity, and rightness that my whiteness made me think was possible. Missing the fact that for black Americans, the burning has never stopped, for our nation has not fully risen up. Where will I have been when I read the history books from today? Did I get too overwhelmed, exploding social media, paralyzing my body, fingers in the ears, hand over the eyes, huddled in my room? Or did I head into the throng, screaming in the streets, a BLM sign in hand? Yet, at the end of the day, did I still cling to the economy, church, education, healthcare, status, wealth, public safety, land, and authority that I access? Because it was all built from a system, ushering whites into power by slamming the door on black-bodied personhood. I can't stand an ally making history while still living in an enslaving history. Oh, tell me how, without changing the structure, does a 3/5 person become equal when their voice, wisdom, and knowing, their rights were absent in the organizing, when their sweat and blood was extracted to build the system? I take my glasses off, the blinding sun cutting notches in my vision. Perhaps racism is made too small when limited to actions and thoughts. At the core, whose voice do we listen to when wondering what matters most to black lives? Will I listen when it means stripping away the how it's been done's, the most efficient, the research-based? My own feminine wounds throb, where ghost chains once bound, structures denying and preventing justice, served through community, leadership shared through mutuality, bodies trusted and respected, intuition as weighty as logic. But my scored vision reveals now I have protected the white patriarchy in a long trip through dreamland, where black and brown bodies hurt much more than my own. For I needed safety, my fragile China body entrenched in my patriarchal place, while people of color were never privileged with safety, real or contrived. I lament how slow my work, nursing wounds, flushing debris, wrapping layers of warm blankets, and drinking barrels of coffee to keep the bleeding world at bay. Before refiring my vessel, marrying my own feminine strength, waking up in my own feminine body, opening my ears, and today finally listening and hearing and bleeding and owning, apologizing, and changing. And when looking back on the headlines of tomorrow, let it be so that after today, I did stand to co-create a world where black lives matter.